Next patient is Kenneth Stewart. Kenneth Stewart. He was seen yesterday, the 14th. I don't have the date of birth right now. Mr. Stewart is a, let me see if I can find his age. Okay, Mr. Stewart was born 6/18/65. 6/18/65, so he's a 57-year-old 57-year-old gentleman with history of congestive heart failure, diabetes, insulin dependent, anxiety, coronary artery disease, angina, hyperlipidemia, and DJD. Patient lives with his granddaughter, Chandagic. Patient is a smoker, doesn't drink alcohol, has three children, has been widowed for some time, surgery, has had hernia surgery in the past, and a history of stroke. Allergy, non-COVID immunizations, up-to-date family history, positive for MI, diabetes, coronary artery disease. Medication, he uses a nebulizer 3 or 4 times a day. Because of COPD, he uses NPH insulin, 5 units twice a day. Coric, 6.25 twice a day. Remeron, 7.5 milligram a day. Lasix, 40 milligram a day. Nitroglycerin, PRN, Xanax, 0.5 PRN, diclofenac, 75 BID. Restoril, 15 milligram a day. Lipitor, 20 milligram a day. Surgery, debridement related to right leg medial ankle ulcer along as well as hernia surgery that was mentioned. Medical problems, history of stroke, diabetes, hypertension, neuropathy, congestive heart failure, coronary artery disease, peripheral vascular disease with 2 stents in each leg. Patient is alert, awake, is able to give me good history, blood pressure 140 over 90, pulse is 92, respiration is 18, O2 side 98%. He just got through using his nebulizer. Heart positive, home positive, still lungs, few bronchi, abdomen soft. Neck shows no JVD, skin shows no rash, lower extremity shows no edema, decreased pulses noted. There is a right leg medial malleolus ulceration, 3x2 centimeters, stage 2. No infection. Patient just finished the course of clindamycin. Assessment number 1, 57-year-old gentleman. Let me see. 65. I'm sorry, 59. 59-year-old gentleman with congestive heart failure, coronary artery disease, end stage, hyperlipidemia. Non-healing right medial malleolus ulcer, peripheral vascular disease with diminished pulses, history of COPD, extensive COPD, nebulizer dependent, non-O2 at this time. Patient requires chronic nursing care regarding his ulcer. An UNA boot would be the best course of action for this gentleman since there's no evidence of infection at this time. His heart failure appears to be in stage with weight loss, cardiac cachexia, shortness of breath with activity. Patient would benefit from O2 at nighttime. That would probably help heal the ulcer, although with peripheral vascular disease, diminished pulses, and 2 stents in place, that may be a tall order. Period. He also uses nitroglycerin on a PRN basis. Period. He suffers from anxiety because of his shortness of breath and his heart disease, end-stage heart disease, and uses Xanax on a regular basis. Period. His Coric 6.25 milligram is doing a good job controlling his congestive heart failure. I believe that could be increased to 12.5 twice a day. Period. Nitroglycerin is helping him with his symptoms of angina, as does Lasix, keeping his volume under control. We had a long discussion regarding stopping smoking, but he's definitely not in a position to do so at this time, he tells me. Thank you.